He kissed me so deeply, everything in me turned to butter. Then he stood and pulled me with him. His arms gripped my bottom, picking me up. My legs wrapped around him as he carried me to the operating table.
Now you're just getting kinky.
I smiled against his lips as he placed me down.
Fulfilling your doctor fantasy.
It would be a nurse fantasy.
As I reached for the top of his jeans, he cupped my chin and forced me to look up into his face. His expression was serious.
As I said, don't ever do that to me again. All right?
His words were simple, but I knew they meant so much more. This was equivalent to him baring his soul, letting me see him vulnerable. All I could do was nod in response.
I told you once I would follow you anywhere, and I meant it.
Then his lips were back on mine. I tugged on the belt loops, bringing him in against me. His hands dropped from my face and stopped at my exercise bra, which he stripped over my head and tossed to the side. His hands roamed over my bare skin, which set it on fire. With a tug, his jeans dropped to the floor. Of course, he wore nothing under them. He kicked off his boots and stepped out of jeans without his lips leaving my body. He peeled my sweats over my hips and yanked them off. Only one tiny piece of fabric was now left between us. He climbed up on the table, laying me back. His skin pressed against mine and had every nerve tingling.
Fuck, I've missed you.
His lips and hands explored every inch of me. Reaching for my underwear, he once again paused. This time I also heard what had stopped him. The door to the cabin swung open. Mom, Kennedy, and Jared walked in. They paused in their tracks. I closed my eyes and exhaled. Shit.
What the hell is going on here?